Welcome to our recorded service this morning, which marks the beginning of Christian Aid Week. Like many church activities at the moment, Christian Aid Week is being done differently and digitally this year. During this time together, we'll have space to read and listen, sing and pray, and remember and acknowledge that we are part of a global community. We are neighbours, near and far, who are going through this coronavirus pandemic together. So may our shared experience unite us in praise and prayer, as one human family, separate but together, in the home that is God's world. To symbolise this, the Methodist Church and All Saints, the Anglican Church, have worked together to produce this service, and you will hear voices from both church communities as we go through. So we begin with the gathering prayer.
The gathering prayer. God of all the earth, be present with us now in each of our homes as we connect together. Build us into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to you through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer and Healer. Amen.
Oh. A prayer of confession and absolution. How many times have you washed your hands today? We approach our prayer of confession and absolution mindful of the ritual significance of hand washing in the Bible. Hand washing in Scripture is closely associated with innocence and cleansing from sin. In Exodus 30, in Psalm 26, in Job 9, Matthew 27, and James 4, just to mention a few. You may wish to take your device to your sink as we pray this together, or bring a bowl of water and some soap and a towel to a safe distance before your computer, or simply join in this prayer as you watch the ritual of hand washing. You can do it in 20 seconds, but it may take 30 seconds. As we turn on the tap, we turn our hearts towards you, O God. As we wet our hands, renew our thoughts so that we might be transformed. As we lather soap between our fingers and over all our hands, purge us from all that brings us harm and might harm others. Remove the invisible guilt and shame that so often keeps us from you. As we now rinse our hands, we trust in your overflowing grace, making all things new. Amen.
Our reading is selected verses from Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my strong rock, a fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my stronghold. Guide me and lead me for your name's sake. Take me out of the net that they have laid secretly for me, for you are my strength. Into your hands I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant and save me for your mercy's sake. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading today is taken from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. I have always said morning prayer, although I must admit I'm often reading it silently to myself, which means that my thoughts tend to wander. Over the last 7 or 8 weeks, I've been live streaming it on Facebook, which means that I really have to concentrate. One of the things I have really appreciated has been reading the Psalms out loud each morning. It has been said that all human emotion is contained within the Psalms, which I think is why they're so satisfying. We began the lockdown with the lamenting Psalms, usually scheduled for Lent, and have ended with rejoicing Psalms which praise God with heart and soul and voice. This morning we only had 7 assorted verses of Psalm 31, which is 24 verses long. It really is worth going back and reading this heart-rending lament. During the verses we had, the psalmist prays for the refuge and fortress of God to protect him in uncertain times, a prayer which feels very fresh and relevant today. One of the other things I noticed about this psalm when I was putting the service together is the importance of hands and touch, and how obvious the lack of the reassurance and comfort of touch is at the moment. It is the way we greet and say farewell, the way we indicate sympathy and pass on healing and affirmation,
and this is something we're deprived of at the moment. To reflect this, you will find that our prayers later in the service concentrate on our hands. So how do we find that consolation and healing without physical touch? The Gospel reading is, I suspect, one that most of us know really well. If nothing else, it's read at many of the funerals I take during the course of the year. It does not make it morbid, as it's a reading which offers us great hope and reassurance, which is something we need at the moment. There is something special about Jesus' words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," especially now, as we, like the disciples, have good reason to be troubled. The disciples had just heard Jesus talk about betrayal and denial and his imminent departure. These words are very appropriate for our own challenging situation and the new and unsettling times to come. With coronavirus resulting in many of us spending more time at home, often on our own, the idea of the spaciousness of the Father's house with its many dwelling places sounds appealing, especially if you're struggling to find your own space. Jesus uses the word dwell again when he talks of the Father who dwells in him. In these days, we cannot simply find God in our churches, and we're presented with the possibility of gaining a deeper understanding of what it means to have God actually living within us. The Gospel offers us an invitation to spend time in the presence of God and not to let our hearts be troubled. I'm fascinated to note that many are turning to mindfulness and to meditation in these anxious times, and if we allow it to, our dwelling places can become our own place of retreat. Place where we will be able to return to when the lockdown is over for rest and peace, and perhaps we'll be able to carry the peace of God in our hearts out with us. We need to give God time though. I have found that even in these strange lockdown times, it is easy to fill life up with phone calls, busy stuff, emails, sermons, discussions and Zoom meetings, and even housework. We need to give him time just as Jesus did when he rose early in the morning to pray. Just now, those of us who have faith need to take strength from God as we look into a future which can seem bleak if we allow it to. Like Thomas, we may find it difficult to know the way to God, but Jesus tells him that he, Jesus, is the only way that we need. As we look into that future, we may need to face up to the honest questions that the response to coronavirus prompts us to ask. And as we consider Christian Aid Week, we need to turn our eyes towards the poorer areas of the world and ask why. Why are children in poor countries under five dying every day from simple treatable diseases? Why do some not have good sanitary arrangements and can't even find soap and water to wash their hands? Why do some face prejudice, lack of education, and the inability to earn their own living? What are the new truths that we might need to face up now that coronavirus has shown a harsh light on our economy and society? Big questions, perhaps too big for us right now, but Christian Aid is there to help us answer them. Life for all of us is precious, and Jesus' response, "I am the way, the truth and the life," takes on a new meaning through the lens of coronavirus. We can usually ignore our own vulnerability, but not at the moment, and that has shaken many of us to the core. It would be only too easy to become bowed down, but there are things that we can do. We need to learn how we can walk together in a new and more compassionate way, looking outside our own lives and taking note of the needs of those around us. And we need to remember his message of hope to us. He will take us to be with him, and that is a sure promise for all who follow him. The Gospel passage concludes with a call to prayer. Jesus encourages his disciples to ask him for anything. This is the action that Christian Aid are encouraging right at the moment. They can be hard words to reconcile, as it may seem as if our prayers have gone unanswered in these difficult days. But we need to trust in the days to come that Jesus will honour his promise to us and he will support and uphold us. And actually, as part of our prayers and those things we're asking for, we need to remember to give thanks. This brings me back to hands. Let us give thanks this week for the hands of all those working on the front line to help save lives all over the world. May their hands be God's hands and may his blessing remain with them. And may his steadfast love support and uphold them now as they touch those in need. Amen.
Thank you, Jenny, for that word. We begin to make our response. Look at your hands. Yes, have a good look. However your hands look to you, they are most certainly clean in these days of regular hand washing to prevent spreading the coronavirus. Our hands really are the most remarkable and useful tools, involved in so much of what we do and how we do things, even in these days of social distancing. The psalmist writes of committing his spirit into God's hands, and at times of being in God's hands. He also describes his desire to be delivered from the hands of his oppressors, and from the hidden invisible net that threatens to entangle him. Our hands have become even more significant in these days of physical distance. We might long to hold the hand of a person we can no longer touch. We pray for the hands of medics to bring healing and comfort. We are grateful for hands stacking shelves and delivering groceries and the post. And we are extra weary of everything our hands touch that comes from outside our own home. This Christian Aid Week, we also think how our hands can be far from idle. Though not handing out envelopes or hosting big brekkies or the many things we usually busy ourselves with this week, our hands can still reach out virtually to our neighbours around the world. Neighbours in refugee camps and cramped living conditions. Neighbours without adequate hand-washing facilities. Neighbours who face the devastating impact of coronavirus with even less of the medical resources we have struggled to access here. We reach out by clasping the hands together in prayer for our neighbours and holding our hands open before God as we declare our needs and concerns for their well-being and our own. We also reach out by participating in this digital Christian Aid Week through making our online donations and sharing the stories from Christian Aid partners, working on the ground to be the hands and feet of love in action. If you wish, you can make a donation online to help vulnerable communities at caweek.org/pay-in. caweek.org/pay-in. Let us, using our open hands, pray together.
God, our refuge, we come to you with open hands, some of us with hearts full of questions, some of us bruised by bereavement, some of us fearful of what the future holds, all of us stunned by the events of this year. Draw close to us now in each of our homes as we place our honest questions and hopes into your open, resurrected, yet scarred hands. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With the honesty of the psalmist, the wrestling questions of Job, and the lament of the prophets, we bring to you our questions or our silence. At this point, we hold our index finger and in silence ask the question that most burdens your heart, or simply sit in silence before God. So we hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear the cry of our hearts, Lord, silent and aloud, for bereaved neighbours near and far. Comfort those pained by being absent, and hold close those who are hurting alone. we now hold our ring finger and pray for comfort for those that you know who are bereaved or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
In this season of Easter, renew us with resurrection hope, that while weeping lingers in this night, joy will come with the morning. Hold your middle finger, and in the silence tell God what you are most looking forward to in the future, or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. On this Christian Aid Week Sunday, we pray for and with communities across the world who are most vulnerable to coronavirus. We pray for people living in refugee camps and city slums with limited sanitation facilities, who are unable to wash their hands regularly and have little opportunity to isolate from others. We pray for Christian Aid partners working to provide soap and buckets, communicating clear, accurate information, raising the voices of the most vulnerable, and ensuring they are kept as safe as possible. Hold your thumb as you pray for the most vulnerable, those closest to God's heart, or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For those of us who are self-isolating, which can sometimes feel like we aren't doing anything, remind us that we're all doing our part and saving lives by staying at home. Hold your little finger and ask God for what you need, or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for much wisdom and resources for those in local and national authority, for all frontline and key workers here in Britain, Ireland, and across the world. Put your hands together and pray for the many frontline workers and volunteers, and for Christian Aid partners working to help others across the world, or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we have clapped to honour them, we clap our hands now in praise of your glorious creation, and with the hope of that the first shoots of another possible world are coming to view. Clap your hands in praise of God's glorious creation, and with the hope of new possibilities for the world. God, in your mercy, hear all our prayers. Amen.
So we join our prayers together in the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The final blessing. as we go offline and wash our hands again, we hear this blessing prayer. May the presence of the Creator refresh you. May the comfort of the Son renew you. May the inspiration of the Spirit restore you to be love in action, even from a distance. In our neighbourhoods, near and far, this day and forevermore. Amen. Before we go, if you wish to make a donation to Christian Aid, you can do so online at caweek.org/PAYI. And we finish with our final hymn, Be Thou My Vision.